Much of Mediterranean Europe has been hit by wildfire. In Tavaco, in southern Corsica, some can only watch as they're left with nothing.
This was where one of the fires was at its most intense. It used to be a popular restaurant in the hills, now just a charred ruin. The flames have left their marks on buildings for miles around.
Deadly wildfires have been raging in southern Europe for 2 weeks now, attracting media attention as they burn. This week, scientists have made some worrying predictions about how climate change is going to make the fires burn harder and further. More on that later. But first, I spoke to some of the people who are trying to measure and control the spread of wildfires right now. One thing that doesn't grab the headlines is that the effects of forest flames burning out of control are far more significant in the developing world. Peter van Lierop is the United Nations Forestry Fire Management Officer.
Each year there's a lot of press attention for fires in the Mediterranean, Australia and North America. However, it's very important to realize that most fires take place in Africa and the Sub-Sahara region. To give some indications, average figures would say that about 168 million hectares per year burn in Africa's Sub-Sahara, 220 million for the total of Africa, while in regions like Australia the averages are like 55 million, 4 million for North America, and around 1 million, let's say, in the Mediterranean region.
And how are these fires actually starting?
Well, it's now globally accepted that around 90 to 95% of all fires are human cause. This may be out of neglect or on purpose, often or mainly because of agricultural activities and land clearings.
So it's being used as a tool by farmers to actually get rid of crops so they can start agricultural cycle again.
Yeah, it might be that, or it might be to regenerate the pasture lands, for instance.
But it's the mismanagement of these fires that allows them to go wild. How's your organisation trying to prevent that mismanagement from happening?
Over the last years, FVO, together with many other orders, have developed voluntary fire management guidelines. Through those guidelines, we try to promote both an integrated fire management, which includes all activities from prevention, suppression, restoration, preparedness, capacity building, as well as also a community-based approach where we try to involve local communities as much as possible.
So is one of the strategies to get the farmers to burn crops at different times of the year to avoid the fires going wild?
Yeah, exactly. Depending on the place on the earth where we are, it can be burning earlier. It can also include that forest services, for instance, use their fires to clear the undergrowth on the forest, which might be a major fire risk later.
Peter van Lierop of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Understanding the patterns of wildfires should help in managing them. Johan Goldammer also monitors the trends of wildfire outbreaks around the world. He's based at the Global Fire Monitoring Center in Germany, and it looks like wildfires are on the rise.
There are diverse trends in global wildfire. If we take the example of Europe, and let us remember the situation in Greece 2 years ago, many countries in Europe are burning more extremely with fires of higher intensities and severities. And this is the consequence of rural exodus. People are leaving the countryside. The young generation goes to town. And people are abandoning active agriculture. And this means that the former fields, the agricultural fields and the pastures, are taking over by bush, by forest even. And this provides much more fuels to the wildfires as compared to the early years. And this is why we can see fires that have been burned in unprecedented severities in Greece and neighbor countries over the past years.
So that's what we see in Europe, but we also know that the majority of wildfires actually occur in the third world, mostly in Africa. What sort of trends are we seeing there?
We can clearly observe that the pressure on land is increasing. It is driven by population growth. It is driven by poverty. People are looking for land to cultivate. And this is where they are using fire to convert wild vegetation into fields. And very often these fires are getting out of control.
So do we see the way that these trends are progressing? Do we see a correlation between that and the global climate?
Yes, absolutely. The global circulation models or the climate models for years have predicted that in certain areas of the world, and these are mainly the continental areas, are going to be affected by increasing duration and severity of dry spells, of droughts. And this is very much the case in Central Asia. It is also the case in the United States.
So not only are the fires on the rise, but they're burning more intensely too. Professor Goldhammer's concerned that the severity of dry spells in the USA will only contribute to the flames burning higher is borne out in research published this week. Normally, the media covers the wildfires that ravage California, often threatening the homes of Hollywood stars. But the new data suggest that as climate change drives temperatures higher, so the frequency of wildfires will follow, with big consequences for the level of pollution caused. Dominic Spracklin from Leeds University in the UK carried out the research while working at Harvard University in the USA.
So recent records in the United States show that the area burned by wildfires has increased over the last few decades due to warmer temperatures. And we wanted to investigate how future climate change is going to influence the amount of wildfire. And to do this, we first looked into the past. So we wanted to see what factors control whether a particular summer is a big wildfire season or not. We used a 25-year record of area burned by wildfires in the United States, which has been compiled by the US Forest Service, along with weather data over the same period to identify which meteorological factors control the amount of wildfire. And we found that across the Western United States, wildfire is strongly controlled by temperature. So summers with hotter temperatures had much larger and more serious wildfire seasons than colder years. We then used a global climate model, along with our relationships between climate and wildfire that we developed to predict how wildfire will change in the future.
So you've looked at the historical record and you've constructed a model about how things are going to change in the future. And what have you found?
We found that the area burnt by wildfires in the United States is set to increase by over 50% by 2050, with the worst affected areas being the forests in the Pacific Northwest and the Rocky Mountains, where we predicted the wildfires will increase by 80% and 175%.
And this is based on a temperature increase of how many degrees?
This is based on an average temperature increase of 1.6 degrees Celsius by 2050.
So a 1.6 degree increase, how does that increase sit with general climate predictions?
The amount of climate change we will experience in the future will depend on the amount of greenhouse gases we emit over the next few decades, which in turn depends on the decisions we're making now. We assumed a moderate greenhouse gas emission scenario in a future world where we have rapid economic growth, but also a balanced energy production from fossil fuel and alternative fuels. So this is a relatively moderate increase in greenhouse gases in the future, leading to a relatively moderate warming.
So a 50% increase in forest fires across the United States by 2050, that sounds like an incredible amount to me. What are the consequences of this increase going to be?
This will have widespread consequences for both forest management and carbon balance within the United States. We were particularly interested in the impacts of the wildfire on air quality. And in fact, our study is the first which attempted to calculate how the change in wildfire will impact the air we breathe. We found that there will be a 40% increase in the amount of organic carbon smoke aerosol over the West United States, which will have important consequences on both air quality, visibility and human health.
Dr. Dominic Spracklin from Leeds University in the UK. That research is published in the Journal of Geophysical Research.